Well, here's one I've never heard of. Pogie Spot.
Pogie Spot.
You ever hear that one?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
A house that you find ghosts in, you say that's a...
Haunted house.
Now, if it's not too cold, but not warm either, you'd say it's what?
Moderate. Moderate would be a...
Mm-hmm. Suppose you want to use the word cold, you say it's something cold.
Darn cold.
Well, it's not darn cold, it's just not, you know, not too cold.
Very cold.
It's... You'd say it's rather cold? Say it's kind of cold.
Kind of cold.
Sort of cold.
Sort of cold tonight.
Middling cold.
Well, I never use middling on anything. It's either cold or disagreeable or something like that would be.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you, if a neighbor wants you to go somewhere with him and you don't really want to go, but you're willing to go if he insists, you'd say, well, I'd something not go.
I'd prefer not to go.
Another word?
I'd rather. Is that it? Would that be it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Druthers.
What does it
say? Says I'd have my druthers.
Yeah, you know that song?
Yeah. I watch who was it sings on the radio. Mm-hmm. I had my druthers.
Now let's see.
Some yell on WLS used to sing it quite a bit. Little Bell.
Yeah, I don't remember who exactly. Now, if you wanted to make a strong affirmation of something, somebody asked you something and you wanted to make sure that they knew that you were really for it. Say something like certainly or sure, you bet, of course, yes indeed, surely. Just what would you say?
You say you're damn sure. That might be the...
Any other way?
Well, I suppose you depend on where you use talking, what kind of a crowd you're in.
Yeah, well, suppose you're in mixed company in polite society.
Yeah, that's what you'd have to do. You're pretty sure, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
To be the term used.
Well, suppose I ask the question, are you really willing to do this? Now, how would you answer?
Did you say yes or no? Sure. I'd say sure if I was. Yeah.
Now, do you very often, when you talk to people, you very often say yes, sir, yes, ma'am?
I was taught to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, to most everybody that I've talked to.
Mm-hmm. Do you habitually do it, or...?
I try to. Mm-hmm. Unless I've gotten the habit of the last few years that I have talked to so many people that I know real well, it would be really foolish to... They might think I'd make fun of them if I brought that in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I try to do it to, I'll tell you a little something that I was always brought up, my mother insisted on me saying mister to anybody that was older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was German, and brother, when she said that, she usually meant what she said. And she'd ever caught me. Of course, there was older, quite a bit older people, but there's other neighbor kids would call these Mr. for instance. His name was Clark, and the kids would call him Clark, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that used to burn my mother up so bad. She said, I ever catch you, one of you kids, just calling Mr. Clark. She said, I'll pull your ears out. And we